Dear friends in Christ, there's a very clear theme that comes through from the Bible readings this morning. It's the question of stewardship, of how well we look after and use the gifts that God has given us. And our Lord in the Gospel is making the point that a lot of people, even those who don't believe in God, they're very smart about looking over their worldly interests. But often we believers, who should know better, don't devote nearly so much attention to the true wealth, the true treasure, which is coming closer to God, loving God and loving our neighbor more and more. That's the true treasure. And so often we're believers, but we don't devote really a whole lot of time and effort to prayer, to spiritual reading, to trying to come close to God, to seek His will, and put that into practice, loving God, loving our neighbor. We can easily fall into that kind of routine in our faith, in our religion. Yeah, I go to Mass on Sunday, sure, I more or less keep the commandments, don't do anything too bad. Well, that's fine, but God's looking for a lot more from us than just that, and just the kind of the minimum. But yes, looking after our worldly possessions is an important part of doing God's will. We can't separate earthly, temporal things and spiritual things into two completely neat little distinct compartments. They influence each other a lot. The first reading we heard this morning from the prophet Amos, it's one of the earliest examples in history of what's often now called speaking truth to power, of denouncing the sins of the unjust oppressors of the poor. Amos was called by God to really denounce the corruption of the leaders in Israel at that time. They were compartmentalizing their life. They were, on the one hand, you go to the temple and you worship God, but they were hypocrites, a lot of the leaders, oppressing the poor, cheating. We hear him denouncing in that reading, using two weights and measures, right? Cheating in business, depriving the poor of their rights and of their true wages. Those are two of the sins which in Scripture, is a group of sins which are especially bad in God's sight. And the Bible says they call to heaven for vengeance. Two of these, oppressing the poor if you're powerful and denying laborers their wages. These are really terrible in God's sight. The other two are murder, obviously very bad, and sodomy, which unfortunately today is becoming very, very respectable. Won't talk about that now. But we're talking about particularly using our resources in the way that God wants. And in the second reading, St. Paul encourages us to pray for civil rulers and obey them, be good citizens. And of course, their job is precisely looking after temporal affairs. And we need to remember that back at that time, the temporal rulers, the Roman emperors, didn't even claim to be Christian. They were pagan, and often before long they were going to start persecuting Christians. And yet St. Paul and St. Peter too in the Scripture says, you pray for them, you respect them, because they're doing something for God, even they mightn't believe in God. But they're there for the common good of society, and civil affairs are important. Justice in government, in social policies, economic policies, that's important to God. That's why coming up for an election as we are now, we need to consider and seek God's will, and try and think, what are the big issues that are really important for justice in our society? And where will my vote count most? In the Gospel, we find something rather strange in regard to this question of stewardship. Because we find our Lord telling a parable in which the bad guy ends up getting some praise, right? He's a corrupt administrator, steward, like he's in charge of the master's finances. and he has been doing a pretty lousy job, and he's getting fired. And so just before he gets thrown out, he's, what can I do? And he calls up the debtors of his master and falsifies their records so that they only owe him a fraction of what they really do owe him. And he's being shrewd, because when I get fired, I'm doing them a favor. They'll do me a favor if I'm out in the street. And the master in the parable finds out about this, and perhaps surprisingly, he praises him. The master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently, we hear. Now, that translation of the word prudently is not really a very good one. That's what we have in this version of the scriptures here. A better translation would be something like, instead of prudent, something like astute, or shrewd, or crafty, you know, clever. Because prudent, in our Catholic tradition, is actually a very positive word. Prudence is one of the great virtues. It means having good common sense about practical matters, knowing how to organize your life, knowing how to listen to others, take advice, make wise decisions, look towards possible future consequences, right? That's prudence. It's a great virtue. We all need that. And so really, to avoid confusion, it would be better to translate this as the unjust steward was commended for being astute or smart, you know. He was being dishonest, but he knew how to get what he wanted. That's the point here. And the Lord is making the point that even a lot of worldly people who don't even profess maybe to be religious, they can be very, very smart in planning and looking after their own interests. And the Lord is saying that the children of light, he means by that Christian believers, we're often not nearly so smart in organizing our own lives in the interests of what's the true treasure, the treasure that's in heaven. As the Lord says in another well-known part of the scriptures, build up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where the moths can't corrupt and the rust cannot corrode that wealth. The true treasure is learning to love our brothers and sisters, loving God more. That's the true treasure. That's what really counts in God's sight. And yet often he's saying, we believers, we don't take nearly so much, pay as much attention to our spiritual life, which is the true treasure, even though we theoretically know that, as worldly and maybe unbelieving people take the trouble with their affairs, and they know really how to make a great deal and save up and do great stuff. How often a person will give up hours of work, or hours, let's say, and a great deal of energy, maybe a lot of money, and working out of the gym several times a week to maintain great physical health. But how often do we Christians take out time to improve our spiritual health, carving out time in our day to pray, just to be silent, listen to God, give thanks to God before we go to bed in the morning, maybe carve out that space of time to be with God? How often do we read something that's going to be spiritually nourishing to us? There's a whole lot of wonderful literature, beginning with the Bible, of course. But there's any number of things. You go to Catholic Supply, they've got books in abundance there. Online, you can look it up. Things that nourish our spiritual life, that help us to come closer to God. The Lord's saying that's real prudence, that's spiritual prudence. Planning our lives so as to give glory to God, put Him first in our lives, while not forgetting these other things, the things of this world. Let's pray to God for a greater prudence in the sense of getting our priorities in order, seeing what God wants us to do in our lives as citizens, particularly coming up to this election, tremendously important election, but also planning our spiritual lives so that we take time out to learn to love God more. Loving God more will help us to love our neighbor more. These are the true treasures that the Lord is telling us this morning we need to cultivate. You cannot serve both God and mammon just as an old word meaning money or wealth. They have to take a choice. Let's ask the Lord for the grace to put him first in everything that we do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.